Now, the first thing that comes to mind again is, does that draw a lot of out of you? Does it really deplete you? Like, do you get personally involved? Have you found a way to empathize and sympathize and connect and show love and compassion, but also not allow it to bring you down to the depths of your own, say, personal hell or whatever?
Well, you know, I have a lot of very good coping skills, and a big part of my coping skills is maintaining my health and exercising, you know, getting out and doing the things that those people are no longer able to do because they're deceased. It makes me appreciate where I'm at in my life and how healthy I am. So for me, I don't tend to get down in the dumps about my cases. I have a few that hit home really hard, and I wouldn't be human if they don't. But I try to have a lot of understanding and compassion for the family members that are left. And it does. That takes a lot of energy to deal with people that are going through grief all the time, and to not get drawn in where they're taking too much of my energy. And I think that's the biggest challenge, and why I need to replenish with staying in touch with the passions that I do have in life, and my family and my friends and my loved ones. And that's how I refill my tank. There's nothing better than having a family at the end of going through the most challenging time thank you for listening to them, even if they were very hard to deal with. So, I mean, that part of it, I try not to give too much of myself, but I do get a lot in return for it. And what I don't get, I try to make up for in doing my other activities.